Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today is a special edition of the Making After School Cool podcast, as I asked some of my colleagues with Case for Kids to reflect on the year 2020, how they adjusted to COVID, how did they maintain relationships, and what is it that they look forward to in the future. I hope you find inspiration in their words, and I wish you all a good holiday season.
Well, my name is Chastity Celestine. I am known as Chas in the office, and my job title is a program coordinator for the After School Strategic Investment / ASI project here at Case for Kids. I think one of the biggest lessons that I personally learned, and I think I could apply to my personal life and my work life, is planning. I am such a planner, and so because the pandemic came out of nowhere, you really have to learn to go with the flow, and you really have to learn how to, you know, adapt. And I think that throughout this whole experience, somebody that actually has a hard time doing that, because I like to be able to control everything, this time kind of showed me that you can't. But what I love about this time is that because we were all kind of thrown off guard and we kind of had to make some adjustments, it kind of allowed you to see yourself excel in other spaces, see areas where you needed to work on, and then more importantly, gave you an opportunity to look at something different and do something different. So I definitely, for me, obviously, I've been doing a lot of trainings in person before, but it gave me an opportunity to do some virtual trainings and to develop stuff in a completely different manner and think about something in a completely different manner than I would have previously, because I wasn't challenged to do it, and now I'm forced to do it in a sense. And this year, one of my biggest goals was to celebrate, and even through everything that has happened this year, I still managed to do that, not just celebrate my birthday, but genuinely celebrate life. And I think that as this year comes to a close, I think that's the thing that I'm most grateful for, is that some people truly did not wake up here. They just simply did not, be it because, you know, it was their time, be it because, you know, something happened with COVID, whatever the case is. And I think that this year made me really appreciate being here, being healthy, and more important, celebrating the little moments, the big moments, and just celebrating the now. Like, I'm somebody that likes to focus on the future very often, and it's like, it made me sit down and be present. So I think that's the one big thing I can take away from this year, is like celebrating the now and just being present in the now. My hope is that as we continue to adjust and maneuver during this time, that we find ways to, you know, embrace the new challenges and new opportunities and new ways to grow and new ways to just find a way to have a positive outlook in such, and I won't call it a dark time, but in such a challenging time. I guess that would be something I would look forward to, especially in my work and just in my personal life.
Hi, I'm Brandy Nichols, and I am the program coordinator over the partnership project for Case for Kids. So I maintain relationships through Zoom calls and emails, but I was making sure to prioritize people's feelings. So we didn't start off each meeting just diving into the workload. It was more about, how are you feeling? Where are you at this point? And how can I support you through it? So those types of relationships were fostered through an affinity of a struggle that we are all going through this. And I still have great relationships with those same people that I developed relationships with during the COVID break. So it actually turned out to be pretty beneficial to have those types of conversations just about being supported and how we were feeling during that time. So my biggest lesson, and it wasn't something that I just learned, but I think it was illuminated for me, is I'm one of those people who are big on being in the moment. And you cannot change the past, and you have no control over the future, because this time last year, I was coming back from Dubai thinking that I was starting my new travel, you know, my world travel ventures with friends, and this was just the beginning of something great. But I realized that it doesn't even make sense sometimes to plan for something because you don't know where it's gonna go. So the main thing is just to be in the moment. And I hear so many people today saying, oh my God, I can't wait till 2020 is over. Let's get into 2021. But we were thinking that same thing in 2019, rushing 2020 in. And so now, because I'm in a space that's still uncomfortable, but I'm starting to make it my own and normal, I'm just really embracing this moment and learning that it's important to just be in the moment, because all of our power is now. We don't have any power over what happens tomorrow or either 5 minutes from now. And we definitely can't change anything that has already happened in the past. So I think my biggest takeaway for this was just staying in the moment, because the peace that you feel right now, you're gonna wish for that when something else comes. And we don't know what 2021 is gonna bring. We could be headed for something serious that we have no idea is lurking in the next year. So I'm most grateful for a healthy family and having an income. I know this has been a trying time for so many, myself included in several ways, but even in that, I still know it could be so much worse. And if it does get worse, I'm grateful knowing where my help and my strength comes from. And that is what gives me all the comfort in the world.
Hi, my name is Adrian Isaguirre, and I am the program coordinator for the City Connections Project at Case for Kids. My first thoughts were just surprising because I didn't know how big this would become. And I was very confused and didn't know where this was going, how long it would be. I think a lot of people assumed it would be similar to small outbreaks that we've had in the past with different things, but given that we're heading towards a year of this and there's no solution in sight, my just initial thoughts were confusion. Maintaining my relationship with a lot of those people wasn't necessarily difficult, I feel, in my personal opinion for me, because I just kept in constant communication with many of these people, either for my teammates having to work together and because we still had projects to handle and ensure that they were happening in the safest way possible, of course, and in compliance with all the rules and regulations that were happening and that did change on a daily basis. Just keeping that constant communication, and more than anything, for me, being able to provide that support that was definitely needed for many people as we were all trying to navigate through this together at the same time and adjusting together, again, with changes happening on a daily basis. Some of the things I'm most grateful for are, again, that more than anything, I would say the health of my family. I've been fortunate enough that those that I'm very close with have not been affected. And of course, being able to maintain a living through the job that I do and being able to do those things, those are the things I'm most grateful for, because I know many people through past relationships or through other personal connections that have had stories that are quite the opposite. And so those are the things I'm more grateful for, is the health of my closest loved ones and the opportunities to continue to provide for them through this space that I'm a part of. My hopes for 2021, I would say, are, of course, restoring normality and what we are trying to call normal life for everyone. And being able to interact with those like we have had in the past. And going on a more personal note, being able to attend a Houston Astros game for me, because I was deprived of that this 2020 year. But those are the things I'm looking forward to and hoping for the most in 2021, is being able to bring back normal life along with many more opportunities that will be sought after and needed throughout the next year as we try to bring back what we call normal life.
So my name is Kitra Hewitt, and I am the Program Coordinator for Quality Initiatives here at Case for Kids. Just being very honest about it, I honestly thought that, you know, what's going to happen now, you know, how is this going to affect, you know, the world that we live in with having to, like, you know, be physically distanced from people, you know, creating things called social bubbles and, like, wearing masks. My honest thought was that how is that going to impact us, you know, as far as like making social connections with people. I had to adjust to working from home. I had to adjust. For so many years, I didn't have a very healthy work home life balance. I used to bring work home and I would do it at home when I should have been spending time with my family. And within the last couple of years, I'd actually discovered that balance and realized that work can stay at work and home, you know, because home was my happy place. And so when we had to do the work at home, it brought a piece of me back. And so I had to figure out how to take this out of, you know, how not to let this become a constant after this was all over and done with. You know, it's like I wanted my house to be my house. I still wanted it to be my happy place, my place of comfort, you know, and work is just work, you know. And so when we had to start working from home, you know, my husband's working from home, my daughter's doing homeschooling, and, you know, I'm working from home. We had to kind of figure out, okay, who would go where, you know. And I ended up in the bedroom, which was horrible for me because guess what? It's like when it was time to go to bed, I get a thought in my head and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just work for a couple of minutes kind of thing, you know. And so until I moved out of the bedroom, you know, it was like, it was always there. And I did not like that idea of work being always in my home. So I had to learn how to bring back my sense of work-life balance. So with the people that I work with, like my counterparts at United Way, we did weekly check-ins just to kind of like check in just to see how everything was going, you know, just to kind of like start looking at the logistics of how we're going to ensure that quality is still in the after-school programs or even like the, well, now these were just like, you know, the pods that they were having going on. How can we ensure that there was quality that was still there? With clients that I serve, I was doing bi-weekly just like check-in calls, kind of like saying, hey, what do you need? Is there anything, you know, the Altalor network, that is there anything we can do for you that you need, you know? And it was really sometimes just like they just wanted to have someone call and check on them just to see how they were doing, you know, just emotionally. So that to me was a really, that to me was probably one of the best things that came out of it because I got a chance to connect with site leaders and site coordinators and managers on a more personal level because we were all going through the same thing together. So we kind of, you know, we laughed sometimes and there were times too we actually shed a tear because, you know, it was just really hard not being able to be in that space with our employees, you know, and our kids and things like that. So it was a really, it was a very trying moment, but it was a very growing moment. Lessons I've learned. Don't take anything for granted is the first thing I've learned. Don't assume that everyone is on the, don't assume things about people, I guess, is probably the biggest one that I've learned. And also just be patient. I've learned how to be more patient and more flexible during this time. And then just really and truly not to take anything personal. I am most grateful for my health, for the health of my family. I am grateful for, I'm grateful for the work that I do, and I'm grateful that the people that I do work with, I've got a chance to connect to on a more personal level. And I'm grateful for the health and the fact that there may be a light at the end of this tunnel, so.
Trina Finley, Assistant Director. honestly, I had to rethink about communication and how I communicate with people about everything. Because you can't just run over, especially when we were at home, you couldn't just sort of run over to someone's office and ask a question. I had to start pre-writing down a lot of things that I wanted to make sure that I discussed on a meeting or during a call or something, because I would forget, would go off on a tangent and forget. So I had to force myself into making a, pre-meeting checklist of everything that I needed to discuss. And then I got back to taking really good notes. I used to be a very, very good note taker back in the day, and I sort of let that skill go because we just didn't really need it anymore. But now that we've been back in COVID, my notes are my memory, because I'm having so many conversations. I'm talking to so many different people so many times about multiple things that my note-taking skills have really, really just increased. People and being in the same room with people, I'm doing a lot more texting and just sort of touching base with folks. And then I will say that too, like even for my coordinators, I will say, I'm just touching base just to see what you need. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you alive? What's bothering you? Did you get the answer to that question? Just like a 15-minute touch base or a quick text. And I feel like that's what's been keeping me connected to people. Well, because we're not in the room with people, you can't really get an emotional feel for how people are really thinking about a topic. So I've been asking more pointed questions. I know that I've been asking many more questions than I think I would have before. When I see you through a screen, I can't always understand what you're saying or feeling. So I'm just asking people to be verbal, to say something, to show me a sign that you get it, you don't get it, you hear me, you're worried about something. And I know that I'm taking time to ask every single person at the end of a meeting. I will say, let me go around and make sure there's nothing else that you need that you thought about. So it all ties into communication, because you can't rely on your, emotions and just sort of the feeling. You've got to really be more observant and asking questions. We are still working. We still have jobs. I'm very grateful for that. And we're figuring out new ways to really work with our kids. I mean, we're still creating opportunities for kids to do cool stuff after school. A lot of it's virtual, it's remote. We've had to change, of course, the way we deliver our services and how things are developed and how we send things out to the kids now, so they have it all. We can't rely on them to just, have it at the school or have it at home. We've had to change the way in which we provide the resources, right, to the kids. But we're still able to do it. So that's what's happy about this whole thing, is even though all of this stuff is going on, we're still able to have really cool opportunities for kids after school. I see us doing things differently. I think we have learned a lot about how we need to offer opportunities to our students, what kinds of new things we need to create for kids, and how we can, go deeper and better on some of these offerings. So I'm excited about the possibilities, because I think there's a lot that we can do. I'm looking forward to it. But I missed all, like this whole year, we missed all of the spring and summer opportunities, right? And we didn't do anything this fall in regards to culminating events where all the kids can come together and show us what they've learned, all the excitement and the fun that we have together when we're with the kids. I'm looking forward to being able to do that in 2021, because the kids always surprise you. And they're fun. So I'm looking forward to fun.
Making after school cool.
Thank you for joining us for the special edition of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was Reflections of 2020. I want to thank our guests, Chaz Celestine, Brandy Nichols, Kitra Hewitt, Adrian Izagari, and Trina Finley for sharing their thoughts and perspectives of the year 2020. Please join us for future podcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.